This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Clark Atlanta University is closing down its library sciences program. Since 1941, Clark Atlanta has graduated more African-American librarians than any other institution. The closure will leave the nation with just one library degree program at a historically black school. The university says the program has to go to balance the school's budget. From Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Emily Kopp reports.
Atlanta middle school students rush around the library. They have only 1 hour to find sources for their research projects. But no fear. Librarian Vicki Bean Beavers is here to help.
Good topic. Do you have a...
This ain't Jimi Hendrix, rock and roll. Oh, there we go. That's awesome.
Do you want to look through here and see?
As an African-American in a blue and gold dashiki and dreadlocks, Beavers doesn't fit the stereotype of her profession. Like most black librarians, she earned her master's degree at Clark Atlanta University. She says she loved her 2 years there.
It was the camaraderie within students and faculty. And plus, CAU has a high job graduation rate. You know, the fact that it's 99% was great. So to learn that the graduates did find jobs after they finished their degree was another plus with the university.
Given all that, Beaver says she doesn't know why her alma mater is closing the library school.
I don't understand the logic of trying to get rid of a program that aids the people.
We have to pay our bills just like everybody else. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of bills that we weren't able to pay.
Clark Atlanta University President Walter Brodnack says he's trying to fix a severe cash flow problem. He says in 2002, Clark ran up a $7.5 million deficit, plus it had $60 million in debt.
And so when you added all this up, we were having difficulty keeping the school going. And the analysis that was done said if you don't do something right away, it's going to be like the school going into bankruptcy, and you'll have to close your doors.
Brodnack says Clark chose to cut five small programs. With its aging staff, he says the library school was a prime candidate.
We have some very senior people and people who were not up to speed, let us say, in terms of the new technologies, the new developments in the library science profession. And to bring them up to speed was a monumental undertaking, and to replace them would have been a monumental multi-million-dollar undertaking. So it made sense to phase the school out.
Brodnack did not always think so. When the American Library Association put the school on probation in 2002, Clark began following its recommendations. Brodnack told the association the school was hiring more staff, revising courses, and stepping up recruitment efforts. The next year, the library school made nearly $600,000 through higher enrollment, state funds, and private grants. Former Dean Arthur Gunn says the administration's change of heart makes no sense. He questions their priorities.
If we can put nearly $3 million a year into a failed athletic program and eliminate valuable historic academic programs, something's wrong with the picture.
Now on the outside, Gunn is working to keep the library school open. It's Georgia's only accredited program, and he fears its closure could exacerbate a staffing shortage in the state's libraries. If that happens, student Warren Watson says, African-American communities will suffer the most.
You don't know anything. You really don't. Until you sit down, you take the time, and you read. You know, and that's what the whole librarian industry is about. We're advocates of literacy, you know. Sit down, read a good long book, you know. Take the time to read it. Promotes patience. Patience promotes discipline. You know, and then you got discipline, you can do whatever you want in this world. And we don't teach that, you know, particularly in the black community. I don't think we're teaching that enough.
If things go as planned, Watson will graduate in May with the last library sciences class. But he's joining other students, faculty, and librarians. They've adopted Clark's motto, which says, "I'll find a way or make one," in their fight to save the library sciences school. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.